Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Judge Neil Gorsuch faced his third long day of Supreme Court confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. And since there is so much at stake in these hearings, as we did yesterday, we want to listen to some of the key moments of today's testimony. Now, you might recall that yesterday, Gorsuch faced a lot of questioning about his judicial independence. Today, Republicans praised his calm demeanor and carefully worded answers. Democrats, however, appealed to Gorsuch's personal side. Here's Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
I want to try to understand what Neil Gorsuch's heart is leading him to. You've told us time and again, no place for my heart here. This is all about the facts. This is all about the law. I don't buy that. I don't think that the decisions of courts are so robotic, so programmatic, that all you need to do is to look at the facts and look at the law, and there's an obvious conclusion. If that were the case, there'd never be a dissent.
Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, Democrat of California, of course, spoke of her time on the California Women's Parole Board and cases she heard involving women sentenced to prison for performing abortions. And then Feinstein made it personal.
I want your two daughters to have every opportunity they possibly could have, be treated equal, be able to control their own bodies in concert with their religion, their doctor, whatever it may be. And not be conscribed to a lesser fate because the law is interpreted in a backward sense.
As he did yesterday, Judge Gorsuch today continued to calmly refuse to state his personal position on abortion or any sensitive legal question. One of the biggest moments, though, of the day came when the United States Supreme Court, the very body to which Gorsuch hopes to join, handed down a decision in the middle of these hearings. The court ruled in the exact opposite way that Gorsuch himself ruled in a different case back in 2008. Now, here's what it has to do with. Gorsuch's 2008 opinion dealt with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, a bill that requires public school systems with certain federal funds to provide a, quote, free, appropriate public education to certain students with disabilities. Gorsuch established in his 2008 opinion that the school districts comply with their obligation to disabled students so long as they provide those students with merely more than de minimis, in other words, a little more than nothing. Here's Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
This morning, the Supreme Court ruled on that standard that you established in the case. Here's what they said. In the case of Andrew F. versus Douglas County School District, a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court written by the Chief Justice. Quote, when all is said and done, a student offered an educational program providing, quote, merely more than de minimis, close quote, progress from year to year can hardly be said to have been offered an education at all. For children with disabilities, receiving instruction that aims so low would be tantamount to sitting idly awaiting the time when they were old enough to drop out.
Now, just to reiterate, the Supreme Court decision was handed down today in the midst of Gorsuch's confirmation hearings. Gorsuch responded by apologizing.
I understand today that the Supreme Court has indicated that the Urban standard is incorrect. That's fine. I will follow the law. Now, sometimes, I think it was Justice Jackson who said, just because I made a mistake unknowingly yesterday doesn't mean I should make a mistake knowingly today. I'd invoke him here. If I was wrong, Senator, I was wrong because I was bound by circuit precedent. I'm sorry.
So the real-time reference of a Supreme Court case decided at the same time a nominee faces confirmation hearings, well, that's another first in the Gorsuch confirmation process. However, Republicans are taking issue with the fact that Democrats have been focusing on a small number of the hundreds of decisions Gorsuch has made while a judge on the 10th Circuit. Here's Texas Senator John Cornyn.
If people are going to try to cherry-pick a judge's decisions and to characterize them as caring or not caring about children with autism or whatever the sympathetic plaintiff would be. And, of course, they deserve our care and sympathy as a general matter. But if somebody's going to try to characterize your entire judicial career based on the decisions in these handful of cases, when these Supreme Court of the United States has found no fault with them and has basically deferred to the judgment of the Tenth Circuit and your decision, it strikes me as this is kind of an indictment of the whole federal judicial system.
Highlights from today's third day of confirmation hearings for Judge Neil Gorsuch. Well, joining us now with some analysis is Judge Nancy Gertner. She's WBUR's legal analyst and retired federal judge. Judge Gertner, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here.
So what do you make of what we heard today? A Supreme Court ruling coming down in the middle of confirmation hearings?
Well, it's not just these isolated cases. If I could spend a moment, the approach that he takes in these cases, it seems to me, runs a very substantial risk of undoing health and safety regulations, discrimination law, and disability protections. And here's why. Congress always legislates generally. There are always compromises. They will talk in the disability case of a free and appropriate public education and then leave it up to administrative agencies to figure out what that means. In the case of the frozen trucker, which people were talking about, where the guy's brakes froze and he himself was freezing in the cabin and he left the load, they were interpreting a similarly vague, and then he was fired. They were interpreting a similarly vague statute. That's the way it works. The statutes are vague. Administrative agencies interpret it. Judge Gorsuch rejects the interpretation of administrative agencies. In the case of the autistic child, he rejected the interpretation of the school board, their interpretation of what this child needed. Mm. In the case of the trucker, he rejected the interpretation of the Department of Labor and then takes the statute and says, you know, we're going to take the words take the words and not look at the context in which they were said. But
Judge Gertner, let me just jump here, though, because but even given what you said, does that diminish his suitability as a Supreme Court justice? I mean, aren't these confirmations designed to see whether or not this is a person that should be on the nation's highest court? I'm not hearing Judge Gorsuch's approach as disqualifying him from the court.
Well, it's very interesting. It is really an outlier position. So in the case of the Supreme Court case, the autistic child, that was an 8-0 decision that said, you know, that essentially you give deference to the people who know what they're talking about interpreting the statute. And in the frozen trucker case, he was dissenting from the majority. I would bet that what you're going to see here is someone who's going to take all the health and safety legislation and look back and say, well, you know, Congress has to be more specific, and I'm not going to enforce it in a way that makes sense unless Congress is more specific, uh-huh. And Congress is never more specific. Let me just quote you something from the trucker case. He says, it's a well-documented mistake to assume that a statute pursues its purposes. Excuse me? To interpret a statute according to its purposes? And then he says, especially when the statute is enforcing something as ephemeral as, quote, health and safety.
Mm.
That is an outlier position.
You know, what's interesting is that Judge Gorsuch, in his decisions that are being read back to him in the confirmation here, in his Tenth Circuit decisions, he's rather specific. He points to specific aspects of the letter of the law. But he is pretty much the opposite in these hearings. I mean, Senator Feinstein today said, quote, what worries me is you've been able to avoid specificity like no one I have ever seen before in terms of his responses to the Judiciary Committee.
Right. But that's true. He's essentially saying nothing, but all Supreme Court judges, I mean, at this point, almost all confirmation hearings are the art of saying nothing. But I'm really talking about his rejection of the expertise of administrative agencies. And then he says, well, Congress wasn't specific enough. Congress is never specific. Let Congress come back and give us a better statute, knowing that that won't happen.
Mm. Well, there was another moment in today's hearing where Patrick Leahy, Democratic senator from Vermont, asked Judge Gorsuch about his ties to a Colorado billionaire and basically asked whether or not if a case involving this billionaire made it to the Supreme Court, if Gorsuch would recuse himself. Neil Gorsuch gave quite a long answer, but didn't say yes or no. to what seemed to be a relatively simple question.
Right. I mean, that's an example of learning how to duck so well that you forgot that this really is a pretty easy question. I mean, Justice Kagan had to recuse herself from cases involving when she was Solicitor General. There are certain recusal issues that are pretty open and shut, and there would be no principle of distinction that he would recuse himself when he's a Tenth Circuit judge on the one hand, and then not recuse himself on the Supreme Court. The only difference between the two positions is that failure to recuse on the Supreme Court is unenforceable. So that's a very troubling evasion, it seems to me.
Hmm. What do you make of Judge Gorsuch so far in terms of what we've been able to learn, in addition to, as you're saying, you believe his outlier positions on certain aspects of congressional of the power of Congress versus the courts?
Well, I think that he was, as the Globe editorial described him, he's sort of originalist light, which is that he very much is a substitute for Justice Scalia. But you know, but there's a broader question here. As I said, he's someone who will reject expertise. Well, that's very interesting. The expertise of agencies in favor of Congress that cannot ever legislate with the degree of detail required. That's one thing. And the other thing is the notion that Judge Gorsuch is the equivalent of the Merrick Garland appointment nomination is absurd. The Democrats have put moderates on the court. I know the press talks about the liberals, but in fact, Justice Breyer was no liberal on the First Circuit. Neither was Judge Kagan or Sotomayor or Ginsburg in the courts that they sat on. Right, except for Kagan. But Gorsuch, in his writings and his decisions.
Judge Gertner, I'm afraid I'm going to have to take it back from you. Nancy Gertner, WBR's legal analyst and former federal judge. Judge Gertner, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.